Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Three hosts for studios with you today. How the heck are you? Day three of Trump's America, huh? How about that? You getting used to hearing that? You getting used to saying that? Trump's America? Good heavens, isn't that something else? Boy, I've got a ton of stuff I want to go over with you today. Lots of things I want to talk with you about, particularly from a firearms perspective. What does this new Trump administration mean to us now that this is a reality? What are we going to see happen in a new Trump administration? What do we need to be wary of and aware of as we move through the next few years in a Trump administration? What's going to happen to the enemies of our freedom? Are we going to be able to knock them out? Are they done? Are they down? Yeah, they're down. They're wounded, hardcore wounded, particularly at the political level when it comes to the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party, of course, is a harbinger of these ideas and this agenda that wants to keep us from exercising our right to bear arms, among many, many other issues. But we'll focus on that today in particular. But there are some things we need to do as Americans, as American gun owners, as law-abiding citizens. We need to be very, very aware and awake. Isn't that something we talk about all the time? Years now into this. Preparation, avoidance, awareness techniques. We teach the techniques. How to prepare. How to avoid. How to be aware. What do I always say about preparation, avoidance, and awareness? In order to do this, you have to first accept that evil exists. If you fail to accept that there is bad out there and amongst us, you're in denial. And denial can get you killed. It's not going to happen to me. Oh, that's something I read about. That doesn't happen to my family. That doesn't happen to my neighbors. That happens to other people. That can't happen to me. I live in a gated community. Now let's take that and kick it up a notch, if you will, to the national stage. They're down. We beat them. They're defeated. We no longer have to worry about it. They no longer exist. You're in denial, aren't you? The gun control zealots have been beaten down. We don't have to worry about them anymore. You're in denial. They're not going to do anything to me. I'm going to relax for a while. Let me start with this. Let me give you some great advice. You've earned this. This is a huge victory for you as a freedom-loving American and as a law-abiding gun owner, a huge victory for you. And yes, they have been marginalized, but not for long. I'm going to go through some states with you throughout the program today and tell you exactly what it is we're going to be up against. But for the time being, you have earned this. Here's what I want you to do over the weekend. I want you to rest. I want you to relax. Chill out. You've earned it, man. Grill while armed. You want a recipe? Oh, I'm not going to. Maybe I'll do that on the Monster Show, give you a great grilling while armed recipe. The smoked meatloaf recipe is great. Put a revolver, a semi-automatic on your hip. Either one works. Take your pick. Barbecuing and grilling while armed with my smoked meatloaf recipe from Texas Barbecue. Oh, gosh, from Bill Cannon. Oh, just amazing stuff. Maybe we'll go there. We'll have some fun this weekend. But you've earned it. Relax a little bit. Kick back. Take advantage of what you did, of the freedom that you created for your nation, because great things are getting ready to happen. And you, as a result of your efforts. So, I hope you do. I hope you kick back this weekend. I hope you relax. Turn the news off. Oh, for that matter, if you haven't been watching it for a few weeks, turn it on, because it's an awful lot of fun to watch the lefties go crazy. They're going nuts. They're marching in the streets right now as I talk to you in Minneapolis, a couple other places. It will happen again tonight. They will get violent. That's what leftists do. The hypocrisy there, isn't that the case? The leftist tolerant left. Paid agitators. Anarchists. Oh, and you know, let me take this opportunity to issue a correction from yesterday. I had mentioned Bill O'Reilly seemingly give the agitators a pass because they weren't Democrats. Let me clarify what I said. I believe I mentioned that was in his talking points, and I was wrong. It was not in his talking points a couple days ago. It came up later in the broadcast when the split screen showed up and Fox News was showing the riots and the disruption and the protests, if you want to. They're not protests. We'll call them what they are. They're riots. They're agitators in the streets of several cities while he was on a split screen with that. And he made the comment. He said, those aren't Democrats, to be fair. They're not Democrats. They're not representative of the Democratic Party. I said, yes, they are. So I stand by what I said, but I need to take it in context. It wasn't during his talking points memo. But they are Democrats. Those are not Trump supporters. Those are Clinton supporters. And even if they're paid agitators, and even if they're bussed in, they're bussed in and paid leftist agitators who did not vote for Donald Trump. And the Democrat Party seems to encourage this type of activity. Barack Obama sympathizing with the protesters, and we have to meet them. We have to find out what. No, we don't. Yes, they are Democrats. Yes, they are representative of the Democrat Party. And they're angry because they've been crushed, and it's fun to watch. So if you've been turning off the news, as I have, quite honestly, over the last few weeks, now you can turn it back on. Use that as a form of relaxation. Laughter is great medicine. Turn it over to MSNBC and watch them go crazy. It's just so much fun. The networks, too, ABC, NBC, CBS, incredible to watch. So take the weekend. Enjoy it. Relax. Chill out. Have an adult beverage or three. Do something with your family. Go out and have some dinner somewhere. Go celebrate. Truly, go celebrate. Treat it like it was New Year's Eve. This is a huge victory celebration for freedom. And what have I always said? Freedom will always prevail, won't it? It might not be an easy fight. It might get messy, but freedom will always prevail. Speaking of freedom, prevailing, what day is it today? It's Veterans Day. And I know some of you are listening to the program delayed, might not get it until the next day. But it is Veterans Day today. And to all the veterans who have risked so much, and gave so much of themselves, and in many cases, never came home, we salute you. Armed American Radio wouldn't exist without your efforts. To all my friends and family, and to you and your family and friends, and to the many veterans who have been on this show, thank you for what you do. And boy, if anybody's earned it, you have. So I say that from a heartfelt, emotional perspective to you, to enjoy the weekend. Take some time, really seriously, take some time. Look at some of the photographs of Huma Abedin crying as she walks to the now empty Clinton headquarters in Brooklyn, weeping. Take some time to watch Martha Raddatz on ABC go haywire. Flip it over to MSNBC and watch them go nuts. You've earned it. Watch the agitators on television if you get a chance and see exactly what it is the enemies of our freedoms are up to. These people are not going away. So for a large portion of the program today, what I want to do is focus with you on some of the things that we need to pay very, 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 very careful attention to when we go through our preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques at a national level. What do we need to be careful of? We cannot ever get caught sleeping at the wheel again. And a lot of people have chastised me and said, we weren't sleeping at the wheel. We were voting the right way. And you know, for the most part, we were. But we were believing the rhetoric that was coming from the folks we were putting into office to stop the agenda of the enemies of freedom. We believed, hey, I voted the right way. I did my part. And in large measure, you did. But many of us never followed up with that and said, hey, what's going on over here? Why are you allowing Paul Ryan to allow the omnibus budget? Why didn't we stop these things? So in large part, we did get caught sleeping at the wheel. All of a sudden, we woke up, and guess what we were facing? And this didn't happen overnight. The better part of 250 years it took for America to get to the point where one election, had it swung the wrong way, would have destroyed the America you've known your entire life and that has been in existence for those near 250 years. Think about this. How did we get to this point? Certainly somebody was asleep at the wheel. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. The enemies of our freedom are stealthy, man. These people know what they're doing. They cloak themselves well. Barack Obama wasn't the cause. He was the manifestation of it. He was their Messiah. He was the one to put the flag and plant it on the top of the White House, the progressive liberal flag, and claim victory. And we stopped it. Now we have a responsibility and an obligation to our children to see to it that this mess never happens again. We have to prepare to avoid by being aware, and that's exactly what I'm going to tell you about when we come back from the break. How to do it. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. I had some fun earlier today. I was a guest on the Kurt Schilling Show on Sirius XM for a segment with baseball great turned talk radio host. And I believe he's probably going to run for office. But you know him as one of the greatest pitchers the game's ever seen, Kurt Schilling. Boy, he had a mean fastball. He was something else. Really, really fun to watch. And it was a lot of fun being on his program with him. We've been meaning to do it for a while over on the Patriot Channel on Sirius XM. And I talked with Kurt later today afterwards. And Kurt's going to be joining me on my program this coming Sunday for the first half of the first hour of the show. The great baseball great Kurt Schilling and host of the Kurt Schilling Show over on Patriot Channel 125 on Sirius XM. So make sure to tune in. He's a great patriot and a great conservative and a staunch supporter of our right to keep and bear arms. And I'm a baseball fan, and you know where I stand on the Second Amendment, so it's a match made in heaven. We're going to have a great time. Also, David Keene, past president of the National Rifle Association, is going to come. I've invited him to come back to gloat, and that's exactly what we're going to do. You heard David Keene the last few weeks on the Sunday Monster broadcast talking with us about what is at stake. His great gun in shall not, or his great book shall not be infringed. Boy, I tell you, the new assault on our Second Amendment is one hell of a read. And just because the election's over doesn't mean you don't need to buy this book. I'm going to tell you in just a few minutes how the enemies of our freedom are going to continue to attack us, not just from a gun rights perspective, but they're going to do this from other political points as well. So this is a lesson that you can use overall. We'll focus on the gun rights issue here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, of course, but you can bet your bottom dollar that these same techniques will be used by the devil Democrats in the Senate. Chuck Schumer, you're going to see him do some, well, I'll just leave it at that. I'll worry about Chuck Schumer later. They've lost, and we're going to continue to see to it that they lose. But it's important that you pay attention to it. So David Keene will be back. Of course, A.W.R. Hawkins will be here. Matt Bruce from the Captain's America, Third Watch, will be joining me. It's going to be a great program. You don't want to miss it, and I can promise you there will be others too. We don't really work on finalizing that monster schedule until the weekend. So make sure to tune in to Armed American Radio's national broadcast, my monster show, Sunday, 8 to 11 Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific, Arizona. You guys move back and forth because the time zones around you change. So whatever time it is, when you're in Arizona, you used to be 3 hours back, now it's two. And that's our fault, not yours. All right, preparation, avoidance, and awareness. What do we need to know about that? What do we need to be prepared for? You know, what's interesting, Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com, he and I think a lot alike when it comes to this stuff. And there are gun laws that we need to pay careful attention to as we move through the next 4 years. And I really shouldn't phrase it that way, not gun laws. There are some things that we need to focus on changing first. So let me cover those first. I have some notes down. One, we want to address national reciprocity. Two, we want to address maybe possibly constitutional carry. That's something to consider, but not a priority. Get to that in a second. And there's some things we want to remove maybe from the National Firearms Act. And as I was going through my research, I had these notes written down, and I saw this piece from Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com. Three more federal gun laws to reform under President Trump. And here's what he talked about. He looked at five gun law reforms that newly elected President Donald Trump could implement shortly after taking office. And they kind of mirror what I said. So let's go over to Bob's piece and kind of bring the two together. Number one, ending gun-free zones on military bases. Trump has already told us in his, if you want to call it a white paper, announcement at the beginning of his campaign over a year ago in June. I read it to you yesterday on Daily Defense. I won't go over it again, but he made it very clear that this was at the top of his priority when it came to saving and protecting our Second Amendment. Ending gun-free zones on military bases. My question is, why aren't we ending gun-free zones off military bases? They are killing fields, borne out by the numbers of mass killings by madmen and terrorists in gun-free zones. So this is clearly something we need to look at, and I can promise you we'll get a look under a President Donald Trump. Next, Bob has national concealed carry reciprocity. That was right here on my notes. National reciprocity. What exactly is national reciprocity? What is it? See, we'll go through these good, fun things first, then I'll tell you how the enemies of freedom are going to come after us. National reciprocity simply states, and a lot of people are fearful of this, I don't like the federal government getting involved in my permits. The federal government isn't getting involved in your permits. You already have national reciprocity if you have a driver's license in your pocket. You already have national reciprocity if you have a marriage certificate in your house. You already have national reciprocity if you have a certification of divorce in your home. National reciprocity is nothing new, and it's nothing to be fearful of. A lot of people use the old adage, what the federal government giveth, the federal government can taketh away. National reciprocity is not a federal firearms law. It's simply a requirement of the states to recognize each other's firearms licenses. And that is an absolute no-brainer. We should have been there a long time ago. We fell 6 votes shy of it a few years back in the Senate. The Thune Amendment, you might remember, came very close to passing. Very close to passing. And it was part of a larger bill that more than likely would have been signed by Barack Obama. It wasn't enough, big enough of a deal breaker. It was in his first term that he wouldn't have signed the bill. But alas, it didn't, and we don't have it. And that's one of the first things we need to do. That's why it was at the top of my list. Bob had it second. He's right on the gun-free zones. I didn't put that on the list. But that's huge. National reciprocity simply requires South Carolina to recognize Georgia and Florida and Arizona and everywhere else. Those concealed carry permits, like it was a driver's license. It doesn't change the laws in each individual state. It doesn't require them to do anything other than recognize the permit. Whatever that state's laws are, just like whatever that state's speed limit is, you have to abide by whatever the laws in that state are. I mean, you can remember back, drunk driving laws were 0.10 blood alcohol content in one state, 0.05 in another. Speed limits in Montana are much higher than they are in New Jersey. You don't get to drive the way you drive in Montana as you do in Montana in New Jersey just because you have a Montana driver's license. You go, the speed limit is as it is in New Jersey. And New Jersey's probably not a really good example of that because their firearms laws suck to begin with. No help there from Chris Christie. Until, of course, he had some higher political aspirations, but that's a different topic for a different show. But national reciprocity is at the top of my list. When I come back from this break, I'll cover just a couple more. Removal of certain items from the National Firearms Act. I'll tell you what they are and why they need to be yanked in just a couple minutes. Then we'll go into some tactics that the left is going to use unless we're successful in crushing the windpipe that gives voice to the tactics of the gun-grabbing, freedom-hating left. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, you know, National Firearms Act. Lots of you have bought a sound suppressor or widely known as a silencer. Maybe you have a short barrel rifle, an SBR, widely known as an SBR, short barrel rifle. For those of you who don't know, maybe you've heard the term SBR and don't know what it means. $200 for a tax stamp, jump through hoops, takes 8 months for you to get the paperwork cleared before you can go buy your firearm, adds hundreds of dollars to the purchase, time, well, space. So you got to go out and get the chief law enforcement officer's signature, set up a trust. Now, because of an Obama executive action, if there's five people on the trust or just your wife on the trust, everybody has to get background checks, because they will supposedly have access to the weapon, everything. All for what? Because the barrel's 2 inches shorter? It's asinine. It is ludicrous. It's insanity. Absolute insanity. It needs to be ended. That's another thing that is now possible under a President Trump. Now, here's where the beautiful part of this lies. The left will go nuts. They will go bat crazy. And then yet again, we will be proven right when nothing they predict comes true. This is going to happen on an economic level as well. When jobs begin coming back to America, when those unemployed get back into the workforce, when America is moving as an engine, when our inner cities break free from the chains of Democrat-controlled and instilled poverty and depression, and freedom is working, America will work. And yet, again, we will win. That's how we crush the enemies of freedom. I'm going to go there in a minute. But I want to give you just that little heads up as we talk about these things that we can do. Because they do have a plan. And we need to stop it. And we can. Bob mentions removing sporting purpose clause from federal gun control legislation. That's absolutely Hughes. The Hughes Amendment, which he claims, and I'll read it, was a deplorable act of legislators just to slip amendments into bills just before they're being voted upon. In 1986, a gun control fanatic from New Jersey, imagine that, slipped a poison pill into the Firearms Owners Protection Act, also known as FOPA, of 1986 in hopes of derailing the bill. Instead, House Democrats momentarily had a numerical advantage and passed the so-called Hughes Amendment on a voice vote over strenuous objects. The Hughes Amendment meant that no private citizen could own a machine gun manufactured after the bill went into law in 1986. You know that. That was the Hughes Act. Though you could continue to possess, buy, sell, or trade any machine gun manufactured before that time, as long as they complied with the stringent controls put in place by the National Firearms Act of 1934. We're just talking a little bit about the NFA. Now, I believe Barack Obama is going to issue more executive actions about your guns before he leaves office. He'll do it very, very late. He will do it, I mean, within hours of the door hitting him and his wife in the tail on their way out, and Trump moves in, which you know has just got a grate on him. You got to love that. Trump showing up at the White House. That's just a giant whoosh, isn't it? Relish that. Think about that when you toast with your beautiful wife or your husband or your friends today. When you take that break I've asked you to take and relish this victory, think about that. Ah, it's wonderful. But you can't buy a machine gun now, manufactured after 1986. You know how many machine guns have been used in crimes as reported by the FBI? None. They are incredibly expensive. They're out of reach for most people. But there's, I guess, about 250,000 of them out there right now. And so he calls for the repeal of the Hughes Amendment, get rid of that. And, of course, he goes down, he says, remove short-barreled rifles and any other weapons from the National Firearms Act. 16-inch or longer is good and few restrictions. Anything under that with a barrel of 15.99 or shorter is considered a short-barreled rifle, as I just referred to in SBR, and is highly restricted. That same firearm with the stock removed is then a pistol and is good again. But if you put a vertical grip on that pistol, it's then classified as any other weapon and is bad again. And then he has some photos up there to prove it to you. It's very, very confusing. And again, it's ridiculous. A 16-inch barrel is okay, but 15.999... and you're a felon, federal felon, and they're going to measure it. And if you own it, they can come to your house and see it. And they don't need to ask you. And you better be there. And no one else at the house better have access to the weapon unless they're on the trust and had a background check, or they commit a federal felony. How about it? You're on a business trip. ATF shows up at your house. Your wife opens up the gun safe because you also have important papers in there. There's an SBR in there. She's not on the trust. She's committing a felony. They take her to jail and you. Ridiculous. And remember, Obama and the rest of them never met a gun control bill they didn't just fawn over and embrace. They don't mind turning you into a prisoner. Ludicrous stuff. Crazy stuff. All right. So those are some of the things. And there's others. And if you have some more you want to put on the list, I'll be more than happy. We're going to talk about them on the Monster broadcast. Shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, please. And I would also love to hear from you about some of your victory stories. I know a number of you were grilling while armed. I already got a couple of emails to that effect. That's always a beautiful thing, isn't it, to grill while armed. when your enemies are down. Yeah, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So send me an email. Oh, and I do have more books that have arrived. Some of them are flying out the door. If you would like signed copies of my books for the holidays, the pair of them, Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America, real simple. Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Tell me you want the books. I'll tell you how to get them so that they come directly from me and I can sign them for you and get them out to you. I'll send them out to you myself from AAR Ranch or the Crossbreed Holster Studios so that they come signed personally to you or to whoever else you want. Maybe you want a pair for your father or mother. Real simple. mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And I'll send them out for you. You also save about $7 or $8, including shipping off the retail price of both of the books when you buy them both together and send them out as a pair, okay? mark@armedamericanradio.org. What are the enemies of freedom going to do now that they've been defeated? What happens next? Are we going to hear from Shannon Watts? What about Michael Bloomberg? What happened to Every Town for Gun Safety now that they don't have the Democrats in there? Treating them like a popsicle. Then what? Now what? Does Shannon Watts go away? Well, let me tell you something. Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg were dealt a very serious blow because they do not have the heads of state of our government at their beck and call now. That's a huge blow to them. I wrote my piece today, my national column. You can see it up at Ammo Land. About just that and how we crush them. We talked about it yesterday. We will go into more detail on the Sunday Monster broadcast with David Keene, Kurt Schilling, and others, and A.W.R. Hawkins about what we need to do now to put this to bed permanently and end this un-American activity against our civil rights. There are ways we can do it, and do it we shall. We will never have this opportunity again. But the ballot initiative. For years, I have been telling you that gun control at the federal level, institutional gun control, I refer to it as, is dead. And it's way dead now. It's done. And they know it. It's finito at the federal level, but not at the states. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but 26 states, as well as Washington, D.C., offer initiative and or veto referendum rights for their citizens. That means ballot initiatives. When we come back from the break, I'm going to name the 26 states. I'm going to explain to you what that means. We just saw it happen in Nevada. Maine, thank God, thwarted the effort for the expanded background checks that were on the ballot up in Maine. Maine voted it down. Nevada passed it by less than 1% of the vote, tally. But we'll tell you how they're going to do it and why they can do it. And you'll know in just a minute whether or not it affects you going down the road. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right. Hey, you've got just a few days left to head over to usccalive.com, usccalive.com, and check out, register. It's free. Just click the register button for the free training video on November 15th. Tens of thousands of you have, tens of thousands of you will join and watch founder Tim Schmidt and Kevin Michalowski, the executive editor of and managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, good friend of mine. You hear him on the program quite frequently, as they teach you things you need to know if you've made a decision to carry a firearm or if you're even considering it. Even more important, if you're considering it and haven't had any formal training, you'll get a taste of what it's all about. USCCALive.com. Just go over there, click it. It's free. Click it. It's free. Register. If you can't make it on the 15th, at least you're registered, because they're going to close out the registration. So at least get your name in there, right? It's a smart thing to do. Better to have a gun and not need it than need it and not have it. Better to be registered and not be able to go than want to go and can't get registered now. Come on. Head over there and register. It's free. Just click the button, put your name on the list, and if you can make it, you can make it. If you can't make it, well, you're lost, but that's okay. There will be more. And get this, if you're watching, one winner at the end of the program, at the end, it's not a program, it's live, at the end of the live training session is going to be awarded a Sig Sauer for a value of $1,194. Now, you'll get the check for $1,194 to buy the gun, or you can put it in your checkbook and do whatever you want with it. I'd buy the gun, personally, but one of those is going to be given away. USCCALive.com. Okay. Back to the tools at the disposal of the enemies of our freedom. They've lost, and they have been humiliated, and it couldn't be more fun to watch. They're done. Their agenda was slapped right out of their hands, and they were left with nothing. Deer in the headlight. Oh, my gosh. What just happened? What just happened is America spoke, and America doesn't like you. They're not going away. Now, we have to crush them, and there are ways we can do that. We'll go into more detail about that on the Sunday program, so make sure you tune in. But here's what they're going to do at the state level. There are 26 states, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Dakota, Utah, Washington, Wyoming, and D.C., District of Columbia. Maine just struck it down. The states I just gave you are states with initiatives or referendum, meaning ballot states, ballot initiatives. What exactly is an initiative? You need to know what an initiative. It's a means by which a petition signed by a certain minimum number of registered voters can bring about a public vote. Bloomberg is already organizing in Arizona. He started organizing in 2014 in Nevada. They get X amount of signatures. They put a misleading question on the ballot. Don't you believe that all gun sales and transfers should have a background check? Yes, no. Most people put yes when it's written that way. They have no idea what the underlying six pages meant. That you just signed away, you could be, your sister-in-law comes to your house, you've got to transfer the gun through a dealer at $35 a pop and then another $35 to get it back. It's ludicrous. It's criminal. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. But that's what they are, un-American freedom haters. So we need to crush them. They've been dealt a blow. We need to finish it off. You don't want to miss Tuesday. Excuse me, you don't want to miss Sunday's program. That's what's happening. Now, it's what happened in Nevada. Washington's already had it pass. It's already passed in Oregon. Hasn't been effective anywhere it's ever been tried. Hasn't been effective in California. California's got expanded background checks. But the background check initiative passed in Nevada with less than 1% of the vote. Less than 1% of the vote. Maine said, not here, Bloomberg. We don't want your money here, and send him packing. Arizona, you're a ballot initiative state. He's coming after you. If he can pick you off as the number one most gun-friendly state in the country, he feels he can march across the land. Florida, widely regarded as the number two most gun-friendly state in the country. That's not the case anymore. But you're still known as the gunshine state. You still have great firearms laws, and you're still the number one sought-after permit from people who don't live in Florida. Because your permit is widely accepted and reciprocal, if you will, in more states than any others. You have more outstanding concealed carry permits in effect than any other state. He's coming after you. Idaho, you want Bloomberg money infecting your state? I don't think so. Maine, send him packing. Maryland, they don't need to worry about anything in Maryland. He'll get whatever he wants in Maryland. That's what happens when you're controlled by socialists. Michigan. You want Bloomberg money? He's coming for you. Ohio. How about it, Ohio? He's coming for you. You're on the list. If your state is on this list, if you are one of these 26 states, Michael Bloomberg is gunning for you. He's gunning for you. So what do we do about it? How do we stop it? We crush them. They're down right now. We end them. You don't leave the poisonous snake wiggling away. You kill it. You end it. You cut the head off the snake. Or he's going to rejuvenate and come back and bite you. We have to end it. It's up to us. They must be finished off. There are ways to do that. As Jim Irvine said the other day on the program, we are in a position now that over the course of the next 4 years, we can see to it that we finish this off, that this argument, this phony debate that they call it, the gun control, there's no gun control debate. The debate over guns ended December 15th, 1791. They've made it a debate because of their friends in the media. Oh, the media. Wait a minute. The media's in trouble too, aren't they? Right. You see how we're in position to end this. We can't claim victory until our enemy is crushed. Let me tell you something. You don't crush your enemy by reaching across the aisle and singing Kumbaya with them. Invite them to join your agenda. If they refuse to, you put them in the desert, in the ash bin of history, where they belong. We don't reach across the aisle. We've played this game long enough. It's over. As one of my favorite historical, my favorite men of history, legends, Wyatt Earp. Kevin Costner played a great Wyatt Earp in the movie of the same name, Wyatt Earp. Kicked open the door in a Dodge City saloon. After he left and the town went crazy, he was asked to come back as the marshal. He kicks in the door, fires a shotgun in the air, and says, "I'm Wyatt Earp, and it all ends now." We need to be Wyatt Earp, and we need to end it now. We start reaching across the aisle and playing tiddlywinks with these Democrats whose sole objective is to destroy you. We're going to get what we deserve, and we're going to find America right back in the same spot it was on Tuesday that we just put a close to. And it's up to us. We've been handed the victory. We took the victory. Now it's ours to do what we want with. We're in control. And we don't give any ground to them. Join us or go out to the desert. Great program lined up for you this coming Sunday. Make sure to be there. Please, Kurt Schilling is going to be there. David Keene will be there. A.W.R. Hawkins, Matt Bruce, the captain from the Captain's America, and others. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And I'll see you on the Monster Cast this Sunday.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.